you are blessed with learning at this late date or at this last hour. The truth about it is, you shouldn't be shouting now about it. And when I say that, I don't mean just jumping up and knocking over chairs and benches and hooting and hollering and screaming. No, I don't mean that. I mean that you ought to feel blessed within yourself. Not only today, but tomorrow, and as long as God permits the world to go on as it is, which I will assure you, definitely and positively, it will not go on as it is. Rest assured of that. Now, it's always been my motto, as you know, is to try to show you some things from a logical point of view, where you can see in your Bible, Genesis, those of you, some of us don't even know that. They haven't even been that much concerned about it. To look back in the Genesis, in the first chapter, in the first verse up there, the chronology, and see that the Edenic state back there was 4,000 years before the birth of Christ. Yes, there's an error there, 4 years. That's an admission. And it says at the top of your book in the Bible, 4,004, it was 4,000. Now, if it's 4,000, I'm going to lower this. Now, if it was 4,000 before the birth, and now we're living in the year 1959, since the birth. This is B.C. This is A.D. See, we don't hardly ever able to pick up any mistakes. There is no such thing as B.C. And for the majority of the people that call themselves Christians, they haven't learned that yet. So almost everything that you put your hands on religiously is erroneous. Now, when I said that, it's before the birth of Jesus. If you look in your Bible, Matthew 1:21, you find that. Suppose you read it. You see whether I'm right about it or not. No such thing as before the birth of Christ. Read Matthew 1:21 and see if it says before the birth of Christ.
And she shall bring forth a son.
And she shall bring forth a son.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
For he shall save his people from their sins. Read Matthew 16:20. I think you're right there.
Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ.
Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. 33 long years, 33 and a half to be more specific and accurate. The Jewish nation did not know that Jesus was the Messiah that was to be born in the world according to the scriptures. They did not know it. Now, is there any wonder about our stupidity and colossal ignorance and indolence as of now? When he walked around over the Judean hills and over the Palestinian lands and performed many miracles, they had the thought of Moses and the prophets. And they couldn't identify that he was the one that Moses and the prophet said would come. And when they asked him a lot of questions, he'd say, search the scriptures. Search that which Moses and the prophet said. Is that right? And so now here, God has given Peter a revelation. When he asked him, talking with Peter, said, "Who do men say that I am?" Well, some of them say you're, some of the prophets that have written, so forth and so on. But what do you say about it? He said, "I say that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Tell no man until after he had risen from the dead." Now, after he had risen from the dead, and they began to write, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then they began to call him Jesus Christ in their writings. Did you know that? Most of us don't. We never called him Jesus Christ until after he was risen from the dead. They didn't know that he was Jesus the Christ. You got it, you just read it. He went up in the mountain transfigured before them, and they saw him in the transfiguration before his crucifixion. And his face shone as the sun above the brightness of the sun. And if you read the 17th chapter of Matthew and read closely, it was a vision. And as they came down from the mountain, having saw Moses and Elias there and heard the conversation, he told them, "Tell the vision to no man until after he's risen from the dead." So all during his lifetime, they called him Jesus. Then after he's risen from the dead, about 18 years to be more specific, Matthew begins to write, and others begin to write, and then they begin to call him Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul saw him on the way going down to Damascus, and in his epistle, he begins with Jesus Christ. Now, so far as Christ is concerned, or how to use anointing, he was God manifested in a physical body. Paul said, we've read quite freely, without controversy, without any debate or any question or any interrogation or catechizing of any kind, without controversy, great is the mystery of God. God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, preached from the word, chastised, received up into glory. It is a great mystery. God was in that tabernacle. God was in that body. What was he doing? Reconciling the world unto himself. And we haven't got very much learned about it at this late day. And when I speak that way, I'm speaking religiously and universally and collectively. There has been, since we've been in this school here, right here in this room, some that have come here and talked about Buddha. Some that have talked about Krishna and others, because we give everybody freedom to do, to speak, to say what they want to say, to testify as they choose, which in other please ask for reformations or organizations unless you want other parties belonging to the church. By then, they won't let you speak. That's freedom. Pray that you might intrude on some of their traditions, some of their religious concepts. Here you can say what you want to say, think what you want to think. Our job is telling you the truth. Accept it if you want to, if you don't, it's up to you. That's what our job is. That's what we did all through the state of Ohio. 7 years before we came here. Isn't that right, Dr. Mike? And everything that I have said during those 27 years, God certainly has backed it up. There is no greater, if you allow me to boast in Christ, there is no greater in the world today than this little nucleus right here. Believe it or not, some of the greatest things that has been done on earth since the day of the apostle has been performed right in this little school. Great, but we don't go around boasting and blowing about it. Why? Because I can't do nothing. See, if there's anything done, it's God. You understand what I mean? I ought to bring this up anyhow. Just ought to bring it up, just to let you know. Sit down one day and told the lady the truth. Almost with tears in my eyes, she was blind. The doctors had tried everything they knew how and give up the job. And when I talked with her, I told her I wasn't interested in what the doctor said. I say to you, irrespective and regardless of what the doctor said, you can receive your eyesight. And on top of that, if you will take what I tell you about it, you will receive your eyesight. Instantaneously, you receive your eyesight. So, we went on around here. But long before we came out here, that part. And then they began to talk about me and say things about me. So then they people running way out there in California. Always somebody got something to say about something. So after we got out here, she happened to think about what I told her. She decided she better talk about the thing. Back, I said, along there. And instantaneously she received her eyesight. That said to daughter right there. And I'm talking about your mother. Am I lying? I never done a thing. I can't do no more about nothing than you can do. And neither is nobody else on the earth playing. Even Jesus said himself, I can of my own self do nothing. My Father in me, he doeth the works. I just told her what he said. And I told her it was a lie he told it. But in every case it had worked for me. And this morning, after having a divine revelation 27 years ago, when I check up, go all back through those 27 years, and look, and see the impossible things which some of you here have been with me many years. See the impossible things that I have told you from time to time, and I haven't missed them, not the first one. And yet, the people think that it's just another one of these little flies by night there. Reason why we didn't call this church, it's called Divine Institute of Divine Metaphysical Research. Reason why we didn't call it a church was because we don't want the people to think that Kenneth or anybody else can build a church Christ said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And Kenley doesn't see where I'm able to build one. And I'll do well to stay in the one he built. We founded this, chartered it under the state of California. And in chartering it under the state of California, don't you realize that you can't charter the Church of God? The state can't do that. And that was our reason for calling what we did. Not because we got some kind of an erroneous or spurious doctrine or philosophy. See, that we teach aside and apart from the Bible. We won't have nothing else but, nothing but the scripture, nothing but the Bible. No need to bring me nothing else. I will not have it, definitely, positively not have it from no man. This is a direct divine revelation from the great God of this very universe. And I, as long as I live, I shall defend it. And that's the only thing that counts with me. Because I am convinced years ago, and as I was about to say, when I look back through those 27 years, sometimes I tremble in my boots. Turn around and walk off and go places off to myself. Those of you know that I do. In the laboratory or someplace. And I just can't hold the kid. Doctors have given us assets one right back there. Medical doctor, practicing medical doctor. 14 years old. Is that right, Dr. Harris? And he himself gave his patient up to die. And the hospitals did too. Is he living?
Yes, sir, very much so.
Access one right there. He'd get up and strip his clothes off and let you see how his body is just cooked. All down in the front. And the doctors haven't seen a human being all through the Second World War that was burnt like that and lived. And they gave him up, took the screens away from around the hospital and gave him up to die. That is impossible for him to live, they said. We've got others sitting right looking you in the face that the doctors have given up with cancer and operation. And they're sitting looking you in the face. Or sitting in this school today. It don't even make sense to think people will follow me 2,300 miles just to hear me run off at my mouth. And spend $40,000 and only collected since we've been here. $6,000 or whatever that little money was. How much was it?
$6,050.
That's all we've got out of anybody. We haven't asked nobody for nothing in the state of California. So you know I'm not here preaching for what I can get out of it. And I'm broke, dead broke, on purpose. Don't stay that way. You're not going to pay me. 27 years, nobody paid me for it. Just want to let you know, those of you that don't know me, I'm serious about it. Now, as I said, 4,000 years before the birth of Christ, we'll call it the birth of Christ since it's traditional and custom, but I thought I owed you that to tell you. Almost everything you pick up is stuff. Just like when you want to talk about the New Testament, this is what they call the New Testament. That's not what the New Testament means. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not the New Testament. The epistles. That's not what it is. See, everything you put your hand on is wrong. Well, somebody would say, well, who are you to say that it's wrong? Look at the many millions of people on the face of the earth. that recognize Catholics and Protestants as being the New Testament. Now, you can get right down to study. Then some investigation. That's not true. They don't. Jeremiah 31:31 says this, and I certainly did not say it. God said, that I will not make a covenant with the house of Israel according to the one that I made with them when I took them by the hand and led them out of wilderness. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with them after those days. After what days? After the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then what? Into their hearts will I put my laws, and in their minds will I write them. Second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. So do we begin again to commend ourselves as some of us are? Neatly. Ye are our epistles written in our hearts, read and known of all men. Not written with pen and ink, but in the fleshly tables of your heart. That is the New Testament. That is the New Covenant for your information. God said he would do that. And to show you more explicitly, suppose you read Hebrews about the 9th chapter and the 17th verse. See, these things, the people, just like I'm trying to tell you traditionally today, they're celebrating Easter. And a lot of them are just interested in getting out there showing off a new suit or something they bought. Traditionally, so. Read.
For a testament is a force after men are dead.
A testament is a force after men are dead. After those days, after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, into their hearts will I put my law. And in their minds will they write. A testament is a force after, not before, but after their day. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a biography of him, fulfilling the law and the prophets in the day of his flesh. And he wasn't dead either. But it was a fact after him the day. Otherwise, read.
Otherwise, it is of no strength at all.
Otherwise, it is of no effect at all. See? Now, this B.C. 4000 before Christ. Let's take it this way first. Look at Peter. Second Peter, 3rd chapter, and the 8th verse. I want to show you the emergency today.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing.
Now you see, the Apostle Peter is calling attention. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Whatever you do, don't be ignorant of this one thing. But God.
That one day is with the Lord.
That one day is with the Lord.
As 1,000 years.
As 1,000 years.
And 1,000 years as one day.
And 1,000 years as one day. Now Peter said, don't be ignorant about that. Read on that text.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Read.
As some men count slackness.
As some men count slackness. But what?
But his long suffering.
But his long suffering to usward.
Not willing that any should perish.
Not willing that any should perish.
But that all should come to repentance.
But that all should come to repentance. Now I want you to listen. Be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. Psalms, the 90th, the division of Psalms in the 4th verse, David. That's where Peter is getting it from. Now look, if God, see, Look at these 4,000 years. If God worked 6 days in creating the heavens and earth, which you see in the first chapter, you have a record of it. And the seventh, he rested. And if one day with him is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as one day, and he worked 6 days, or 6,000 years, and he rested, then if there's 4,000 years before Jesus was born, and then this is 1,959 years after he was born, which makes a total of 5,959 years. A.M. means the year of the world. Do you see? Now, if you would subtract the B.C. and the A.D. and the total from that, from the 6,000, you'd have 41 years. That's what you have. Now here we are this morning, Easter morning. See, setting up. The world is unconscious of what it's really all about. And we have all of the different sects and the different cults and the different creeds and the different ideologies. Religious concepts I'm talking about. See? Nobody much thinking about this. It could have been possible that you just wouldn't be here this morning or in another state of existence. You understand? Just could have been lost. You understand? But what are we doing now? 41 years trying to get to the moon. Long range probes. See? You see through what I'm talking about? Time is short. Well, somebody said, I don't know whether that figure is right or not, 4,000. Look up here. 1, 2, 3, 4. God in the creation of the heaven and earth. Put the sun in the sky to illuminate the sky on the fourth day in the creation. Sun illuminated the sky, fourth day. Count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4,000. And then on the fourth thousand years, the Son of God stood flat-footed on the face of the earth to die and to illuminate your understanding. See that now? Now Peter said, don't be ignorant of that. Our God, see, is not good, is long-suffering, not good that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Is that right? Now here you see Peter speaking of baptism. 1 Peter 3:20. Going back to this right here, the end of the age. And most people in the world, they haven't even given a thought. And they haven't even crossed their minds that the world has ended twice before. And now if I went out here and said that, somebody would say, well, where did that proof come from? He better go on back to where he come from. Supposed to be real smart, theologian. Now, before you read 1 Peter 3:21, let me prove that it has him twice before. It ain't no more out of trouble. Tenth chapter of 1 Corinthians.
Moreover,
brethren. See, there's some more on top of that. Moreover, brethren. Read.
I would not that ye should be ignorant.
Now, see, here he comes to talk about. He don't want to be ignorant. He just told you what Peter said. Beloved, be not ignorant to this one thing. See? Now, Paul, he's got something here he doesn't want you to be ignorant about. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye be ignorant. All right.
How that all our fathers were under
How that all of the Jews were under the cloud. Read.
And all passed through the sea.
And all passed through the sea. Right here, we're talking about the Passover. They went through the Red Sea and it was under the cloud. And don't want you to be ignorant about that. Why? Because it's a type. It's a shadow. It's an example. All right, read.
And were all baptized unto Moses.
And they were all baptized unto Moses. They were last one. Was baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All of them. How many was it? Over 600,000, not counting the women and children. They were all baptized in the cloud and in the sea. All of them. Now look. And out of them that come out of Egypt and got into Canaan land, just Caleb and Joshua, God killed all the rest of them right there in the wilderness. Just two out of them reached Canaan land. They were baptized too. In the cloud of the sea. See that? Now there's a whole lot of us that have been baptized. You get the gist, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us been baptized back in the pool, behind the pool. And some of us didn't want it that way. We had to go and baptize, get baptized and run in water. See that? All right, read on.
And did all eat the same spiritual meat?
And did all eat the same spiritual meat?
And did all drink the same
spiritual meat? All ate the same. They were told about it. Read.
For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed.
They drank of that spiritual rock that followed.
And that rock was Christ.
Oh no, Mary didn't mother. See? You get it? Because Paul is going to do something. You see what I mean? We haven't learned it yet. That's what the trouble is. Read on. No wonder he said that before Abraham was, I am. And they said to him, I mean, just 50 years old. Can you see the thousand talking about before Christ? Which you ordinarily wouldn't notice, see? Unless somebody that was technical enough and had enough profound knowledge of God, if you'll allow me to say so, was careful enough to instruct you in righteousness that you might be awakened to tell you something about it. It's almost embarrassing when you stand here and talk about there's no such thing as before Christ. Look at all the evidence I got against me. Now here he is standing down here saying before Abraham was I am, and they wouldn't have it then. See, we're no better off today than we were then. You see what I mean? And now here's Paul talking about Christ being back here. That's 1491 years before the birth of Jesus. See? All right, read on.
But with many of them, God was not well pleased.
But with many of them, God was not well pleased. Read.
For they were overthrown in the wilderness.
Now, I just told you about that a while ago. They were overthrown in the wilderness. Read.
Now, these things were our
examples. Now, these things were our examples.
To them.
God, wait a minute. God overthrew them back then. So you could see. When you're trying to force these traditions and customs on God, go on and do it your way. See? Don't make no difference to me about it. I've been in this thing so long. Others have died and went on to heaven out of it. I can too. Too late for me to change now. Everybody said this, they said to me, I'm a Baptist bred and I'm a Baptist born, and when I die, I'll just be a Baptist gone. The harder you try, the worse it is. Try too hard, somebody gotta hit you in the mouth. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. All right, with him, God is not well pleased. All in the wilderness. Now you knew using a more exact talent than what the apostle did there. I told you there wasn't but two that went into Canaan. And that was Caleb and Joshua. You know why they made it? The two archangels coming from here up. Two archangels, Caleb and Joshua. See? The rest of it went by the boat. All right, read on.
Now these things were our examples.
Now these things were an example to us that we just ought not to be hard-headed. Ain't that right? All right, read on.
To the intent we should not lust after.
To the intent that we should not lust after. These things, read on.
As they also lusted.
As they also lusted.
Neither be ye idolaters.
Neither be ye idolaters. Now look, it's easy to be an idolater. Now let me show you how. Hold a thought. Now here's one church over here, and they say that they're right. Here's another one over here, he says he's right. And here's another one, and so forth and so on. You know what I'm talking about. There's many of them. They all say that they're right. Regardless of doctrine and whatnot, they're all right. And the Roman Catholic Church swears by all that is holy that they are right. And that they are the Mother Church. And that the Pope of Rome is head over the whole earth. That's what he swears. He declares. And that all of the other Christians and other different forms of religion must come back. I don't start no argument with you. I'll go and get the book and read. You know how I read it. Must come back to the Mother Church. And you don't stand around and sass him over and spain him around over that head and cut your head off. Now, don't do too much of it over here. That's the reason why I'm looking to get in trouble almost any time. See? If they want to suggest about whatever you do, do anything else other than that. Now, those things were written for our examples and for our admonition. And what did you just repeat what you just said?
Neither be idolaters.
Now, don't be idolaters. Now, all of this cannot be right. There's no question about it. There's no argument about it. Everybody knows that it can't be. Now, what do you mean by what you say? When I say that Christ built this church, and you say that he built that, and you say he built another, and you say and so forth and so on, that's idolatry. Ignorance and superstition. Because Christ never built it but one church, just one. And now you're going to make him an adulteress. You're going to make him an idolater. You see what I mean? You're going to have him with a whole lot of wives. You see? Because the church is his body. It is his wife. It is his bride. And now here you got him with a whole lot of them. You see what I'm talking about? So don't you be an idolater. Isn't that right? And I want to let you know too, he's here. Now I mean he is the general counsel. See? Not the Pope, Jesus Christ. Not Ken. I just got through telling you, I founded the Institute of Divine Metaphysical Research, but I certainly did not found the Church of Christ. See? And nobody else. Now we ought to be getting up out of some of this idolatry of this late day, don't you think so? Some of this ignorance and superstition and traditions and customs and all that foolishness and folly. See? And the state chartered this, see? They can't charter the Church of Christ. All right, we don't, so we be no idolater like that.
As was some of them.
As was some of them.
As it is written.
As it is written.
The people sat down to eat and drink. And
see, the people sat down to eat and drink. And then they rose up to play. See? God gave manna and quail from heaven. And they sit down there and ate, and then rose up to play. That's what we do. Every year somebody goes out and charters another church. See? Then all the rest of the churches is wrong with that one. Next year somebody else comes out and charters another, and then all the rest of them wrong with that. See? They're sitting down to eat. All getting the same thing, I all reading the same Bible. Getting more erroneous doctrines and philosophies out of it than you can shake a stick at every year. See? There is no other name given under heaven whereby man can be saved. It's just impossible to be saved by any other name. Saving the name of Jesus Christ. It cannot be done. You can try it all you want to. It just can't be done. It was he that died and raised from the dead. And there is no other name. Buddha won't do. Krishna won't do. Zoroaster will not do. Rosicrucian won't do. John the Baptist won't do. Isaiah will not do. Peter won't do, tell you. Paul won't do. There was a name given unto heaven whereby man can be saved, saving the name of Jesus Christ. Zoroaster was before Christ. I'm using it as they use it now, before Jesus. Buddha was 600 years before. 10th chapter of St. John, he said, all that come before me is thieves and robbers. Is that right? So it won't none of it do. Ain't that right? Now you've had some experience with it. You saw him stand right here in the book and talk about Buddha the Christian. And right today, this same day over in Tibet, they're having troubles over there, and the Lama out of Tibet with worships and Buddhism and all is having trouble. He's just vacated there. Gone with the rest. I mean, today. See? India talks about the sacred cow. What about the sacred Son of God? Wouldn't that do just as well? To worship Christ instead of a four-footed beast? Wouldn't it be better to worship God than it would to be even worship Jesus? Of course, he's got a promotion now. I'm waiting to be very proud of that. Some of them did. Pope Pius XII promoted him to supervisor of telephones, television, radios.
See?
And to the audience, Pope Pius XII did that. That's one of the great things he did while he was Pope. You didn't know that? All right, read on.
Neither let us commit fornication.
The thought we're after is showing you that the world ended before, twice before, read.
As some of them committed. And fell in one day three and twenty thousand.
Now listen, God, you need to jump up here against God, see?
See what I'm talking about?
Get all riled up and all worked up and all them different kind of things and tiptoe around and wolf and carry and thank God afraid of you. You don't mind wiping out 3,000 or 4,000 of them just one day.
You see that?
One day.
That's a lot of people, ain't it?
That's not out of the billions on the face of the earth now, that's out of 600,000. See? Wipe them all out in one day. They was lying around about that pattern. That's the tabernacle. Aiden, Dayton, and Korah. After Moses, God had showed it to him up there in the mountain. Showed it to him. Said, now Moses, see that you make the like the pattern that I showed you. Not told you about, but I showed you some kind of mountain. And when Moses come back down, Aiden, Dayton, and Korah, they're good carpenters and whatnot, see? They knew all about construction work. Said, no, Moses, let's don't make it like that. Make it like this. And Moses didn't lie around, but I said, now look here. Whoever's on the Lord's side, get over here. And all them on Aiden, Dayton, and Korah's side, get over there. So them is on Aiden, Dayton, and Korah's side, they got over on the other side, and God just opened up the earth and swallowed them up, and they went on to build it. It's a tabernacle. See? That's the way that happens. See? All right. Read.
Neither let us tempt Christ.
Don't let us tempt Christ.
As some of them also did.
You know, push something over on somebody. See? Don't have it this way. That's what a lot of us ministers is trying to do. See. All right, read on.
And were destroyed of the serpent. Neither murmur ye.
Don't be grumbling. Say, read.
As some of them grumbled about it. And were destroyed of the serpent.
Read on.
Now all these things happened unto them for
examples. Now all that happened for examples. Or they were types and shadows. To let us know better than to do that. Do you see what I'm talking about? All right, read on.
And they are written for our admonition.
And the reason why they're written is written for our admonition or our instruction and encouragement and admonishment. See? All right, read.
Upon whom the ends.
E-N-D-S. Is that right in your book? You got plural like E-N-D-S? Yes. Upon whom have come are going to come. You real sure you're reading out of the book?
See?
Upon whom the ends, E-N-D-S, of the world are the age hath come. Not going to come. I'm not going. That's past. That's over with. That's gone.
See?
On whom? These people that. These people here that was back under there, when Christ died, that ended that world. That's the end of it. See? Now you just read about them, didn't you? Is that right? Now read about the other. That's the reason why I went over there. 1 Peter 3:21. We did another even though.
The like figure whereunto even baptism.
Better go up a little further than that.
By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient.
All right.
When once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah.
Now wait a minute. Let's get straight now. when once the long suffering of God, see, I want to repeat so you can catch on now. What I want to repeat, and I wish there was some way that I could just make everybody understand. See, Peter said, don't be ignorant of this, about the long suffering of God, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now he's still talking about it. See? About the days of Noah and the long suffering of it. How long? 120 years. What happened? Building and up. See? The long suffering of God. Waited in the days of Noah when the ark was being prepared. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Read on.
While the ark was at the prim, wherein few.
Wherein eight. Few, to be exact, eight. Noah, his sons, three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives, eight of them were saved by what? Right? All right, read.
That is, eight souls were saved by what?
That's right, by what?
Like figure.
Now, the like, Peter said, it's a like figure. A figure just like this. See? Now he's talking about coming over from here's Andalusia. Now here's the flood. This is the crucifixion. This is the post-diluvian. That's the crucifixion of Christ. And this is the present. This is the present age. Now this was an end of a world there. And this was an end of a world there. And this is the present world we're living in, or the present age we're living in, the present. Often called by theologians the church age. See? Now then, Paul was talking about this one. And he's saying that the Jews here, back under the Jewish law here, so you can see up here, that's all come to an end. See? And since before that there was another end, here's one end and that other, and Paul said, upon whom the ends, plural, has come. And Peter said, the like figure wherein baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filthiness of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God who is gone in the heaven. Is that what you got there? Read.
The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us.
Mm-hmm.
Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh.
Not the putting away the filthiness of the flesh.
But the answer of a good conscience toward God.
But the answer of a good conscience toward God. Read.
By the resurrection of
Jesus Christ.
Who is gone into heaven.
Who is gone into heaven.
And is on the right hand of God.
Mm-hmm. Located.
Angels and authorities and powers.
Angels and authorities and powers. Except Gabriel and the angels that hope is running man. Angels and authorities and powers.
Being made subject unto
him. Being made subject unto him. Now, you understand? Now, all of that might seem to us, well, now I have read that. I have studied that, and so forth and so on. And so I got that all straight in my mind. That's what people think. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to follow me. You see that the baptism is associated with the resurrection. Now, instead of us all hanging out here on the cross like Jesus did, see, when they drove the nails in his hands, when he died and was buried in a barred tomb, Joseph knew tomb, hewn out in the rock. See, and on the third day, incidentally, I had never heard a preacher preach the resurrection of Christ yet straight.
I'm 62 years old. I've been going to church, and all of you that know me know I got encyclopedias and all kinds of books. Been studying 40 long years of my life, and I haven't seen the freshman. Since we're here in this resurrection. And then this baptism. Now that sounds bad, don't it? Sounds almost unbelievable, don't it? Huh? Don't it? And if I didn't go on and tell you what I was talking about, you'd think, well, that man saved. And many preachers that we've heard. Let me show you something. Jesus said, if you want to read, I'll let you read. Jesus said, when they went to him, the Jews, and said, Master, show us a sign. And he said, there will be no sign given except the sign which was given unto the prophet Jonas. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale. So they said that's incorrect. It's not where it was fixed. And if you look back over there in Jonah where it is written a second time, you won't find the whale, you find the fish. Some precarious things that we go along. Said there shall be no sign given except that which was given unto the prophet Jonah. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, even shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Is that amen? Mm-hmm. You want me to read it? Now, he was crucified on a Friday. Good Friday, he just got through with it.
See?
Laid in Joseph's new tomb. Over the Sabbath. That Sabbath. And raised from the dead very early in the morning. First day of the week, that was this morning. Now you get 3 days and 3 nights out of it. And then decide whether you heard any of them. Ask Reverend to explain that to you. How can these things be? He can't do it because he don't know nothing about it. And yet still, there's millions of them out there right now. See? Walking around talking about the resurrection of Christ. Now, look. Crucified on a Friday. Laid in Joseph's new tomb. Friday night, that would be one night, wouldn't it? One day and one night. Is that right? Then, Saturday. That's another day. Saturday night is another night. So you got 2 days and 2 nights. Is that right? And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, which is the Sunday morning, he rose from the dead. Now how do you get the third night in? You see that now? How do you get it in? Since we're on the resurrection. And that's what he said. Now you go out there and ask millions of them that's out there talking about it in the churches and the different places around, and they wouldn't be able to tell you. Now I'll tell you how it happened. Do you want me to? Is that what you want? See? Okay. Now remember that to be baptized at John's baptism. Now why was that? I had to come up to you so that you can see. Now the reason why he was baptized, he said to John, he suffered to be so now, because it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. Is that right? Now what part of righteousness is it that you're supposed to fulfill? All right, we just read that they were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. Is that right? You say that's right. All right, now there's a baptism.
You go back here, Peter said, the light figure, well, his baptism does also now save us. Not by putting away the filth into the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Christ who was thrown into heaven. Isn't that right? Then you go on back. Clear on back. Oh, Lord, it's coming down on me. I'm fixing the blues out here. You see what I'm talking about? And I am trying to stay down where I belong, see? Now, then you go clear on back. And you find that Christ was immersed in the tomb of the Father. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now then, on the third day of the creation, the third day, right here, waters had covered the face of the earth. Oh, I tell you, it really is great. I'm just almost carried on up now. I'll try my best to stay down, see, so you can understand what I'm talking about. Now, on the third day in the creation, God moved the waters off of the face of the earth. Roll the waters away. Now, when you think about that, you think about Gabriel in Matthew coming down, rolling the stone away, which everybody is talking about today, being the resurrection. And that was on the third day. Is that right? Then this is the third day in the creation. There ain't no man on the face of the earth. The earth is baptized in the water. In the name. Come, I'm talking about the first chapter of Genesis. So you've been saved. And God moved the waters off of the face of the earth, forming rivers and seas. And then he let the dry land appear. That's the earth baptism. Ain't that right? Go on back further than that. And how much further back are you going? Going on back to the bosom of the Father, where he was immersed in the bosom of the Father before he came in the world. John 1:19. Mm-hmm. See? This is on the third day. Earth by baptism. Angel rolling the stone away. Ain't that right? Do you see what I'm talking about? On the third day, that's why God did as he did on the third day. Then he let the vegetable kingdom penetrate the soil on the third day. Two operations. And that was a testimony of fact that Jesus Christ would be sealed in Joseph's new tomb. The seed of Abraham, just like the seed of vegetation is here. We go by a pattern here. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And he was buried in Joseph's new tomb, and a stone rolled up to the door. That's why I had to roll the stone up there. Because he had to be completely concealed that because the seed, vegetation, and everything else is in underneath, is covered, is baptized in the water.
Okay.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And Christ bowed his head to the rock of his shoulder, give up to God. Ain't that right? The Spirit. And then put him on in Joseph's new tomb and sealed up the tomb. Ain't that right? It's like she was sealed up here. And on the third day, God moved the waters off the face of the earth, forming rivers and seas. And on the third day, Gabriel come on down to Joseph's new tomb and rolled the stone away and set upon it. That was the third day. Ain't that right? After he was crucified. That's the seed of the vegetation, and Christ is the seed of Abraham. See? See why we associated water baptism with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after the vegetation grew through the soil, there was the bird. Isn't that right? And then she opened out. Isn't that right? And she grew on into fruition. And Peter said, Jesus Christ had gone on into fruition. That is to say, he's gone on into heaven. The blossom there is a glory. Isn't that right? It's wonderful. 3 days after that, God reaches right back down in.
Okay.
And takes that. And he was in underneath. He was buried here in the water. Every fiber, every tissue, every cell, every molecule, every atom that constituted his physical body was immersed in there. That's the first atom. And Jesus Christ is the second atom, which is the Lord from heaven. 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Talking about the origin of the thing now. He, Christ, was immersed in the bosom of the Father. He is the first Adam, real first Adam. First shall be last, and the last shall be first. And this is the first earth Adam. And he was a true first Adam. And the last.
Right.
You see through that now? And God is showing him by the vegetation growing and penetrating the soil. Even before he put a man on the face of the earth. And then when he did put him on that, everything that constituted his physical body was baptized in the water, the first Adam. Just like he was immersed in the bosom of the Father. See? And he breathed in his nostrils the breath of life and he became a living soul. Isn't that right? And that's why Christ, before he ascended, walked up and breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." That's why he did. See? And on the day of Pentecost, there comes back the sound of a mighty rushing wind filled the house in which they were sitting. And they were all baptized with the Holy Spirit. Is that right?
That's right.
Second chapter of Acts of the Apostles. See? Associated with the resurrection. Now we come on up here to the Red Sea. Now I ain't ready for that. A lot of skeptics walking around don't believe that even Christ was crucified. Here he is. God puts him under the influence of the Holy Spirit right here. Right here. Immersed under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Talking about metatology. See? And ether and gas as an antiseptic. Here's the first one. See? God caused Adam a deep sleep to fall. And he was immersed under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And God reached into his side. You understand? Into his side and formed that woman out of it. See? You see that now? She was immersed in Adam. Do you see that? Now here comes fulfillment, as he said. Think not that I come to destroy the law of the prophets, but to fulfill. Now he's hanging out there on the cross. And here, reaching into his side. The same thing that he did here. He took the woman out. And Christ raised from the dead. Many of the saints which slept in the dust of the earth rose and went on into Jerusalem. Ain't that right?
That's right.
See, you can't err if you know what you're doing. If you go by the path. Then comes on up to the flood. And on up to the children of Israel being baptized in the Red Sea. Now here comes Jesus. Said John, that's why I had to go back there. When he went to him, he said, "John, suffer it to be so." Now, why? Because you see all this back in? Fulfill all righteousness. And that's what I'm fulfilling. See? And so John baptized him. See? But before John baptized him, all the Jews went out and were baptized. Not Gentiles. But put them in. The Jews, they were baptized at the baptism of repentance. And that was over Jesus' wing. Said to God, suffer it to be so. See? And so, John was baptized. What's the purpose of it? Since you're talking about the resurrection, and as I say, we haven't got it learned yet, which I'm going to get back on them days and prove it to you. See? Now, they were, sixth chapter of Romans, Paul said that they were buried with him by baptism into his death. Sixth chapter of Romans. He is telling the Gentiles or the Romans. That's what he's doing. Telling them about the Jews being baptized into his death. That is to say that they were baptized before he died. What for? To baptize them into his death. That they should be in the likeness of his resurrection. who did no sin, neither was God found in his mouth. Listen close now. Listen close. When John baptized, Jesus sent you on an iron round. All of us hypocrite priests. Since we want an iron round, Adam, the first man back there, came dead. And by this second Adam, you, to pay the penalty for it. And you say, every old hypocrite preacher you ever seen in your life will tell you that the church is the body of Christ. You never seen one in your life that wouldn't tell you that. And you never will. That is, if he's going to read and take what the book says, stand up. So when John went and baptized the physical body of Jesus, everything that was under heaven was baptized in water. Just like everything was baptized in the first Adam. Everything is baptized, suffered to be so now, because it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. And they were buried with him by baptism into his death. In other words, it wasn't all knocked in the head or crucified out there on the cross and then buried somewhere out in the graveyard. So water baptism was a figure of being baptized into his death. And when you baptize his physical body, all flesh is baptized. When death was pointed upon him, every man died. Somebody stands up and says, well, I'm a man. He died and going on to the just earth too. And said, I'm an infidel. Right on down he goes. What's the matter? Why are you going to Christ? God said. Whether you believe it or not. Ain't that right? Now everybody, makes no difference who they are, was baptized, water baptism in Jesus Christ. That's why it ain't necessary now. And the Gentiles. You can't find it in your book. Now don't start no arguing with you because I've been trying for 27 years. You take the book and beat you to death with it. You can't find nothing in there. Why, Christ didn't give anybody any permission to go ahead and put nobody in no water. Since his resurrection, I'm talking about. It is not in the book. Nothing about it. So now we've got two things up here we don't know nothing about. We can't get them 3 days and them 3 nights, and now we can't get this straight. See? You can't find it. It's not in there. You know why it ain't in there? Because that's the reason why, right there, the baptism of repentance. That's the only water baptism. Right there. And there wasn't one Gentile in it, not the first one. And the Jews, he wouldn't baptize them unless they confessed their sins, had they admitted that they broke the law. And the Gentiles didn't have no law. No covenant made with them, not that. That's right. Can you have a cake and eat it too? Carnal ordinance was nailed to the cross. And if water baptism ain't a carnal ordinance, I don't know nothing about what I'm talking about. I've been talking about it for 27 years. Ain't nobody even took nothing. I said this one night. Almost 27 years ago, any preacher anywhere in the world could take this book and show where Jesus Christ ever said anything in the history of the world of God evil. Peter was the only man that ever made a statement like that in the 10th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. And he repudiated that in the 11th chapter, took it back when he went down to Cornelius' house. And the Holy Spirit was poured out on Cornelius now. While Peter, yes, spirit. And Peter looked and seen that they had the Holy Spirit. And he said, can any man forbid water, seeing that they received the Holy Spirit just as we have? Talking about them that went with him. And Peter commanded him to be baptized. And if you look in the 11th chapter back to the apostles, when he went back up to Jerusalem, they jumped on him about going to the Gentiles. And nevertheless, the Great Commission said, go ye therefore in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Is that right? Well, then why don't you take what you read? That he that believeth and is and say gonna be, is his present tense. How did he get his present tense then? It's because he was baptized in Jesus Christ like that. All the flesh, everything was baptized in him like that. Then he told him to go in all the world, preach the gospel to every preacher. Did he tell him that? Now here's that speaker up there talking about he's not going down to the Gentiles. There's nothing common or unclean.